This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. As you may have noted in the last segment when I shared an update on COVID-19, provinces are continuing to introduce new measures aimed at combating the spread of COVID-19. And over the weekend, Manitoba became the latest to introduce a round of pandemic-era restrictions. Michelle McQuigg is the weekend news editor with the Canadian Press, and she joins us now with a recap of what's happening in Manitoba. Hey, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Dave.
So, Michelle, the province announced a range of restrictions on Friday and a few more yesterday. But let's go back in time to Friday. What's happening in regard to outdoor gatherings in Manitoba?
Sure. They're now very, very restricted. They're now down to about five people. Basically, everything fell at once on Friday. Our Manitoba correspondent, Steve Lambert, was all set to take a day off, and he wound up working almost a double shift because there was so much news coming in that day. So outdoor restrictions are capped. Manitoba is actually starting to look a lot like Ontario in terms of some of its measures. So outdoor patio dining has now been closed. Restaurants are restricted to take out only. Religious services and sports matches and cultural events and whatnot, all canceled and closed. Retail capacity, way, way down. That was the limit there before was 25%. Now it's 10, which I think might even be lower than Ontario in some places. So just a whole raft of measures that got implemented all in one fell swoop.
What about gyms?
Closed as well. Just full stop. They're done.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be a big long answer. It's a simple question. As you mentioned, a lot of cultural places, museums, libraries, art galleries also being shuttered at least for a certain period of time. Michelle, do we know what the length of time for these restrictions might be? Was that announced at all, or is this sort of a play it by ear?
Some of them, I believe are going to the end of May. Others, I'm really not sure. I think there's an aspect of playing things by ear. The case counts out there are really pretty bad, relatively, for this province. They're currently seeing levels that they had not been seeing since the middle of the second wave. Now, if you hear those numbers, they might sound a little low, depending on where you live. Yesterday, for instance, the province was reporting 532 new cases. If you're living in Alberta or Quebec or Ontario, that might not strike you as very high, but it is for Manitoba. Another interesting metric that they use that other places don't is the test positivity rate within the province. And that's what's striking, too, and that's part of why these timelines are a bit up in the air. Manitoba's provincial test positivity rate is just under 11%, which is quite high. And in Winnipeg itself, it's 13.
Wow.
So that's pretty significant.
Michelle, the story did continue to evolve yesterday beyond the case counts and positivity rates. What's happening in regards to schools in a couple of regions?
It sure did. Yeah, there was a surprise news conference that we had to scramble with yesterday afternoon. What's happening with schools is that they're moving online in two of the harder hit areas. So in Winnipeg and Brandon, they are going online at least, and this is where we do have a timeline for sure, until May 30th. Again, there could be some change around that. There's only a few weeks left of the school year after that date lifts, so we shall see what goes on there. Another measure that was introduced is that while schools are staying open in areas outside of Brandon and Winnipeg, there are additional measures in place. So a lot of extracurriculars are being shelved, and there are now instructions for schools to go remote if there's multiple cases within a school, regardless of where it is in the province. So that does seem to be an area of focus for the government right now.
Michelle, a few weeks ago, when we did this in regards to Ontario, there was a huge raft of reaction that sort of splintered across the weekend. Was there any notable reaction to this announcement out of Manitoba on Friday and then the follow-up yesterday?
Not as much that I'm aware of. There hasn't been as much talk about sports, which has been a big source of pushback in Ontario. The fact that a lot of the
continues to be a huge point of conversation.
Hugely. And it doesn't look like anything like that's going to lift until perhaps even next week. So I don't know where things stand in Manitoba in terms of outdoor amenities and whatnot, but that does, I haven't heard a lot of pushback on that front, and I believe they may still be open. One area where there was pushback, though, and that's been another interesting development in the past few days, was with regard to teacher vaccinations. We were talking about schools just now. Earlier on, the province had announced a plan to allow teachers to cross the border into South Dakota to get immunized if they wanted to. There was huge pushback on that. The teachers' union was saying, hello, that doesn't really work for teachers who don't have a car, who don't live near a border crossing, who can't get time away either from work or childcare to go and get this program dealt with. So that was one where the government did walk back, similar to what happened in Ontario, although that particular, the issues are different. Mm-hmm. But now Manitoba is trying to arrange a system that would see the vaccines come into the province rather than having teachers leave the province and come back.
Michelle, what a strange weekend of news, of course. So we're going to share an update in a couple of minutes in regards to what happened outside the Vancouver airport yesterday with the shooting. But there was also some really strange stuff like space junk falling from the skies in the Indian Ocean. We also had a cybersecurity attack on a pipeline in the U.S. What a bizarre weekend to be at the desk.
You tell me about it. I have to say I'm very grateful to the excellent work constantly being done by the Associated Press. They cover off all those international elements that you just mentioned. There was other stuff. There was a horrible shooting in Colorado Springs that they were all over. On top of what you were just mentioning, the doping within horse racing.
That's right. That's right.
Like, it was just, you're right. It was a fairly bananas weekend globally. Not all COVID related on the international front, but that did dominate here, as it so often has. Mm. But of course, the Vancouver shooting wound up really kind of, when I look back on this weekend, that's the one I'm going to remember.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. Hey, Michelle, thank you for the work that you and your colleagues are doing. Thank you for giving us this recap, and we'll talk to you again later in the week for the news panel.
Have a good week.
That's Michelle McQuigg, the weekend news editor with the Canadian Press, and that was the weekend news recap, and she'll join us again on Friday for our news panel alongside Megan Gilmore and myself. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.